Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, something completely different now. You might have noticed that more and more of the kind of ad videos you're flicking past on TikTok are influencers, even small Irish businesses, and that's down to the growth of TikTok Shop, okay? So for people who are still nervous about buying stuff through TikTok, which I think is practically everyone, Kelly Early, co-host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, joins us now to explain how it works. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
So what is TikTok Shop and how does it work?
Okay, so for people who aren't familiar with TikTok at all, it's a new e-commerce system that has kind of been integrated into TikTok. So it's this shop where people can buy things in the app without leaving. So you don't go to like Amazon.com, you don't go to like any other website to make purchases. Everything is in the app. People advertise things on regular videos on the For You page, or they might advertise them on TikTok Live or on their own profiles. There's a tab where people can not necessarily just sell things, but maybe people who don't have a business can like highlight products that they recommend, and they'll get a little bit of commission off of that as well.
Okay, and you're not being pushed out to a website or whatever. Are you buying it off TikTok, yeah?
Yeah, you stay within TikTok for pretty
much
the
business model then is TikTok the shop, are they on a commission? How does that all work like?
So there's a couple of ways that it's being used. Firstly, okay. A lot of small businesses are using it. The Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar, who were making the Dubai chocolate, they were selling it through the app.
Is that where that all kind of kicked off for them? Yeah,
I think the videos came first and then the TikTok shop integration came afterwards. So you might have people, local bakeries, small businesses selling cookies, selling skincare products they're making. But then you also have creators and influencers who don't have a product or don't have a business, are promoting products and then earning a bit of commission off it. It's very like the use the code Kelly10 at the checkout for a discount,
okay,
and I'll get
okay.
something, you'll get something.
And that would say ad on it, like in their... That's a commercial.
Yeah, it just says promoted content.
Yeah. But are they those ones of like, this mop has changed my life?
Yeah, a lot of it has that kind of QVC, JML vibes. There's a mix of like,
did I know I needed a toilet bowl motion sensor nightlight? Apparently it changed
something. That's it.
There is a vibe of the shopping channel off a lot of this stuff, isn't
some
there?
Of the stuff seems like something you'd find in a lucky bag, to be honest. And then some of it is like quite practical and things.
Yeah.
People.
But there is the good side to it is, and they did when they launched, I think they were working with Guaranteed Irish, it is a good outlet for a lot of small Irish businesses.
Yeah, like you'll read about small Irish businesses that are using it and they've had like loads of success. They've had increased sales far beyond what they might have had normally. And it's great in those instances. Bellbrush is one that you see Nevo and a couple of other influencers promoting a lot. It's a hairbrush that was designed for brushing extensions, but people are buying it to use in their kids' hair and like that stuff as well. It's a bit gentler.
I'm familiar with this.
Yes, exactly. But then you also have products that I see them on my For You page. I think my algorithm is a little bit different to... I've asked my friends about this. A lot of them are getting skincare, makeup, hair products. I'm getting more tech and gadgets and that kind of stuff. And I can see some of the stuff being promoted isn't necessarily being promoted by experts. Like there's supplements from... I saw someone recommending a supplement and she said it's gluten-free and vegan-free. And I was like, she doesn't know the basics about nutrition here. But there's that type of thing. Like it's... Some people will hold a lot of credibility. Like if you have...
Okay,
someone,
so this is the thing. So the trust issue, like...
Mm-hmm,
So is it kind of buyer beware, like that you need to use the smell test depending on the post to see...
Yeah.
So you're not... Like, okay, you're not necessarily trusting TikTok in this situation. You need to make a judgment on each person selling, is that?
I think each person and each product, like I do my research, there's a really popular... There's a couple of touchscreen tablets to mount into your car to get Apple AirPlay and like to play music off your car if you've got an older radio or you don't have Bluetooth. And
change people's lives.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone's like, your life will never be the same.
Yes,
again.
That's the
but
phrase.
I'm looking at these videos and a lot of these products, you can see there's a lot of latency when people are swiping across the screen and there's a lot of like things are loading slowly and that's visible on TikTok, but people are going crazy for it, singing the praises of this stuff. And like, that's something you'd, if it was in your car and you're going to be changing song while you're driving, you want to know that. Like, if I got...
And like, is there returns or whatever? Are we into a bit of slightly more Wild West now than Amazon here? Like,
I see, it's hard to say because like anyone can sell anything anywhere really. Now, I think TikTok Shop is a little bit, like there's a bit of regulation there and there's a bit of like an onboarding process where buyers have to meet certain criteria, and to also sell stuff you have to have a certain amount of followers, so you have to have like a kind of pre-built audience. And I think that might be where some of the issues are arising, where it's really valid when a small business is getting on and saying, this is my product, I want to promote this a little bit, but when you and that's a product-led kind of advertisement, but when you have creators and influencers who've built platforms and they don't have products to sell, but they also want to make a living off of TikTok. They're making videos all day, all night, like every day of the week, and they're not getting anything back because we don't have a TikTok creator fund in Ireland. Then you might have people pushing things that, they might not.
So yeah, you use your common sense about it. Have people taken to it, to buying stuff?
Yeah, I think so. You can see beside the products how many of them have been sold. And sometimes you look at a hairbrush or a skincare product and it'll say 16,000 sold, or like the figures can be crazy.
And so is this the way forward? Is this the Gen Z Amazon, do you think?
It's a tricky one to say. Like, it's a little bit different to Amazon because, like, there's not going to be warehouses. Everyone who's selling on it is kind of drop shipping. They don't keep an inventory themselves the way that, like, Amazon would.
Okay.
I'd say the inventory is much more decentralized than Amazon. But there's been things like this in the past. Instagram has had a shop feature where users can see a picture of, like, a hat, a T-shirt, a pair of jeans that go together as an outfit, and it's clickable and you can go to buy each one. And to be honest, I don't really know anyone who's buying a lot of clothes off of Instagram, and I've yet to actually meet someone who's buying things off a TikTok shop in real life.
Yes, I asked around among some of the young people, and they're not a lot of them buying anything. Yeah, I'm on the verge of buying beef tallow. There's a woman in Ireland making beef tallow. I nearly feel at this stage because I stop and look. I think I'm getting brainwashed into that I need beef tallow, which is the thing these days. There's a concern it's putting people off TikTok as well, is there?
Well, I think I don't think it's putting people off TikTok. I think people have really adapted to TikTok as a model because I would urge everyone to do a little experiment where you go on TikTok and scroll for 10 minutes and ask yourself, like, how many people do you actually know here? Or like, how many people are your friends or real life? Like, we're used to following influencers and creators who we don't know. We've adapted to that way of the internet.
Yeah.
What I think is actually the issue where people are losing trust might be creators who didn't start out as beauty or fashion influencers and creators. People who start out talking about politics and current affairs, who are now like, guys, you need this mount for your phone for the car. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, that kind of stuff.
All right. So look, again, use your common sense. Kerry Early, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thank you very much.